Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Schur Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebewing. Put your trust in your local pharmacists at Schur Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? And the Michigan State Police Carroll Post is partnering with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to host a national prescription drug take-back event on Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Residents are encouraged to safely dispose of expired or unwanted prescription medications by bringing pills or patches to the Carroll Post at 1485 Cleaver Road. Liquids, needles, and sharps cannot be accepted. The service is free and anonymous, with no questions asked. Those unable to attend on October 25th can use the Carroll Post's secure drop box available in the lobby Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Rolling Family Resource Center, or RFRC, operated by Can Council, brings critical family support services directly to neighborhoods, removing barriers to accessibility and promoting child well-being. Offerings include parenting workshops, hygiene and diaper distribution, clothing distribution, and partner services such as legal aid, health screenings, children's activities, and resource connections. Community members can request items like clothing, shoes, and personal care products through an online locker request system, and those interested in volunteering can view opportunities on their website. Key services that are being provided is parenting education and training sessions, distribution of personal hygiene items, diapers, and clothing, access to legal aid, hearing, health screenings, and resource connections through partner organizations, and activities and support for children, including education on abuse prevention and financial literacy. And the St. Paul Lutheran Church partnered with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office to support the 2025 Faith and Blue Community Initiative, which aims to strengthen relationships between law enforcement and local residents through faith-based activities. Over the weekend of October 10th through the 13th, the church hosted a tailgate party before the Carroll High School homecoming football game and organized a pop-up pantry that provided food assistance to area families. The sheriff's office also collected non-perishable food donations as part of the event, underscoring their ongoing commitment to community engagement and support. Organizers expressed their appreciation for everyone who contributed and participated in these outreach efforts. When we come back after this Schur Family Pharmacy sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ultimate convenience. When you're sick and need to pick up a prescription, the last thing you want to do is be in public or walk through a store. That's why Schur Family Pharmacy is so proud to offer a drive-thru in our new Caseville location. Now located under the same roof as Schur Primary Care Caseville, just across the street from the hardware store, Schur Family Pharmacy in Caseville is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., now with a drive-thru. Need something on the weekend? Schur Family Pharmacy is still open in Sebring on Saturdays, and our Pigeon location is still open 7 days a week, just steps away from our walk-in clinic in Pigeon. And don't forget about our Elkton location either, just a block behind the post office and still with curbside delivery Monday through Friday. So when it comes to ultimate convenience, know that your friends and experts at Schur Family Pharmacy have you covered, with four locations to serve you in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring. Schur Family Pharmacy. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and jumping into our national news, President Trump is scheduled to meet Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today. Their talks will focus on increasing air defense support for Ukraine. A possible sale of Tomahawk missiles is under review by both nations. The meeting follows a recent phone conversation between President Trump and Russian President Putin. U.S. officials say the talks aim to encourage negotiation and reduce warfare. Discussions are expected to continue later in Budapest. And oil prices experienced a decline this week, dropping nearly 3% by Friday morning. The fluctuation comes as uncertainty lingers over global energy supplies. President Trump is set to meet Russian President Putin in Hungary with hopes for progress in ending the Ukraine conflict. Energy analysts say markets are sensitive to diplomatic developments. Both leaders are expected to discuss sanctions and production issues. Investors are watching the summit closely for indications on future supply stability. And in our international news, Russian President Putin held a confidential Security Council meeting following a phone call with U.S. President Trump. Both leaders discussed the Ukraine conflict and potential missile transfers. Putin warned that U.S. Tomahawk shipments would damage relations. The talks lasted over 2 hours with focus on peaceful settlement prospects. Moscow emphasized open diplomatic channels. The conversation drew global interest ahead of further negotiations. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebewing. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?